of kind of developing those relationships and making contact with different grants and foundations. And we are really close to closing it out and achieving the match to the Maybe grant and finishing it up.
All right. So what was the goal? What was the fundraising goal?
So our total goal was a little over $5.2 million to purchase the two buildings in Emporia and renovate them. And we are we're right around $125,000 left in order to get that matching grant of $500,000, and we will meet our goals.
Now, is that due basically by the end of the calendar year, or what's the deadline for that?
July of 2024, but, you know, we're really optimistic about closing it out, or just very close to closing it out by the end of the year. We've got a couple things out, and very optimistic again about just getting those things in, and hopefully, if it's not by the end of 2023, it'll be very closely, beginning of January.
Good to hear. The end is in sight. The finish line is near. Yeah, what about your new locations? How are they looking?
Oh, they're looking great. The old Earl Center on 1601 State, we're calling it Satter Family Center. We have moved in our therapist, emergency services, medication clinic, and the pharmacy that we rent out to into the first floor, the main floor, a few weeks ago, and it's going great. And then the downstairs, which will be our kids programming to include our therapeutic preschool, will move in about the second week in January. And then they're starting work on the Kyle Mega House. If you drive by late at night, you can see the lights on, and they're demoing and getting it ready to get moving on it.
Okay, for folks that they really haven't been paying a ton of attention here, talk a little bit about the services that are going to be at the different spots. I think you mentioned here some of it were going to be at the Satter Family Center, but what's going to be at Chi Omega specifically?
Yeah, so mostly in the top floor will be our administrative individuals, so kind of all the back office, billing, accounting, directors, development, all those individuals, and then on the bottom and middle floor will be our adult services. So we will have all of our case managers, our groups for adults, and also some of our more specialized services that we've been rolling out here as of late.
Yeah, we had Jade break in with us last Wednesday on our on-air chat. Jade is the emergency services manager role, and she was talking about the mobile crisis response team. How excited are you about that development, Amanda?
You know, it's great. It's wonderful. There are so many really amazing things happening and new services that are getting rolled out. And we have great staff and managers that are just taking it and going with it. And Jade's one of those. And I'm sure she was a wealth of information and is doing a great job getting those things started. And we're going to have to plan a lot more time than our quick 10 minutes here this morning for me to fill you in more, because there's just really amazing things happening.
Amanda, from your perspective, and we've talked about this before, but this is the money that's coming in, the changes that we're seeing here to this campus-style format, they really serve as a foundation for a transformational change when it comes to the delivery of mental health services. And maybe you can back us up to, you know, when we first started talking about this campaign and the model change, really what the original model has been or the longstanding model has been, what's coming, and how what we're seeing now really plays into what's coming.
Yeah, you know, I think the simplest way to explain it is when we adjusted the model of care and the state really supported that and backed it, it essentially gave the mental health system a raise. We had been pretty severely underfunded for many, many years, and it allowed us to kind of catch up and allow us to have enough to do kind of things outside the typical norm. And so the old style was a fee-for-service, which we still have a little bit of for those that aren't on the Medicaid program. But that fee-for-service really only allowed you to get paid for, you know, providing that direct service that had a code or a billing code attached to it. And so the new model of care essentially gave those codes a little bit more money towards them, in a sense, so that if we had some preventative care that we could do, or somebody didn't qualify with insurance for those same services, that we could still provide those and just have a little better way to to cover those costs. And so it just allowed us to expand and do some of the things that as a system we've minimally been able to do just because we've got to keep the doors open, but it's just allowing us to expand and do that and create some better structure and really excitement behind what we can actually do and feel good about it. And so our staff are really excited. The programs that we're rolling out are just taking what we've always done and strengthen them. And so there's just lots of good things, and it's just really nice to see and hear the stories of making that difference and having a big impact on the communities that we serve.
Crosswind CEO Amanda Cunningham with us on our primetime newsmaker. It is 7:26, 31 degrees. We're looking for 54 on this 11th of December. Well, Amanda, believe it or not, the holidays are here, and it can be a tough time for a lot of people. Do you see an increase in some of your services in December and January?
We do some. I would say usually you see a little bit more following in January, but I think that stress builds up and and people make it through the holidays and then kind of catches up to them some. I mean, we do have some individuals that just don't have the same opportunities over the holiday season that some others do, and so they definitely reach out and struggle, and so, it just depends, and we try to make sure that we have a good eye on those individuals that we're already serving, that we can surround a little bit different care around them and hopefully help them get through those harder times.
I know that everything is on a case-by-case basis, but I'm assuming that there are at least some triggers that may be commonalities across individual cases, especially this time of year.
Yeah, I think when we talk about holidays, there's a lot of focus on gatherings and family and giving of gifts and things like that. And so those individuals that don't have those support systems or the means to do those types of things, I think that's what really can hit home and cause some of that stress and disruption in their daily routines.
Well, yeah, it is difficult for a lot of folks, and Crosswinds obviously is here to help. But people are in need of mental health services. Amanda, how can they reach Crosswinds?
Yep, so our main number is 620-343-2211. And one of the coolest things that we've got going right now is it's called same-day access. So you can show up during our access times, and if you call, they'll give those to you, or you can, get those online as well. But you show up, we do your intake same day and get those services started versus what we were doing a few months ago where you had to schedule, and oftentimes that was probably 5 to 7 days after your call. So we're real excited to get services started, when the need arises and not have someone have to wait.
Yeah, and keep in mind the Crosswinds not only serves, Lyon County, but I believe 7 counties, Amanda?
That is correct. We're about an hour radius around Emporia in Lyon County.
Outstanding.
So as far as Crosswinds, are you still looking for people to join the Crosswinds teams? I know with 7 counties to cover and all of your services, you're in need for a lot of personnel. Where you stand there?
We certainly do always need more people, and that's one of the things about growth and new programs is they require people to be able to provide the services, and so we've been able to retain and hire several new staff, but there are always positions, and you can find those on our website at crosswindks.org.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Amanda, anything else that you wanted to bring up here this morning, whether it comes to the capital campaign, the new services coming on board, or the holidays, and just how to either dodge issues or line up for services as needed?
Sure. Yeah. I would just, with the holidays coming up, tell everybody that, set your priorities. Don't put too much expectation on yourself. If you can't do it, just acknowledge it and move on to the next thing that you'd like to do. But a lot of times we put that pressure on ourselves, and the people around us don't necessarily expect that. So just set your own priorities and make sure you only do what you feel like you can do and enjoy yourself and don't put on that stress. And then, if you have questions or needs or aren't sure or need some more tips, give us a call. We've got lots of great people that can offer some of those things up and make sure that they're walking individuals through what those needs might be. And then since we've talked about the campaign, I just you know, you get these great gifts and these great supports, and it's sometimes hard to know the words and find the words to thank people to the magnitude that it feels inside of our hearts. And so I just always want to take the opportunity to say thank you and appreciate people's support and acknowledgement that the mental health services are so important, and that these two new buildings and the services we're providing are going to really help the community be healthier for a much longer time, and really instrumental to that health of that community. So thank you.
Awesome. Well, Amanda, thanks for you and the work that you guys are doing in the community, and happy holidays to you. Hopefully you can enjoy stress-free holidays, and we'll be talking with you soon.
All right. Thank you. Happy holidays to everybody.
Thanks, Amanda. Amanda Cunningham, CEO of Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness, on our primetime Newsmaker this morning. Chuck?
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker spot, we've got a couple of them this week. Right now, Thursday, 7:20, Friday at 7:20. If you want either of those for your event, activity, or your cause,